Hello, Sharpwolves, and welcome to your radio podcast. In this month's edition, we'll be talking about World Book Day, International Women's Day, STEM Week, Eid, a bit about Easter, and to round it all off, we have teacher quickfire questions with Miss Didat. Let's get into it.
Hello, I'm Amira.
And I'm Aisha.
And we're going to talk to you about World Book Day.
Last Thursday, the 5th of March, was World Book Day, and here at Sharpwolves we decided to go one step further and turn it into a whole week. Our theme last year was based on the magical world of Harry Potter, and this year we mixed things up by celebrating a festival of fiction. Each department took on a different genre and decorated classrooms, and even dressed up to match their theme. From fantasy and maths to comics in art and technology, everyone joined in and made the week really fun. The best costume has to be Mrs. Smith, who for the English romance genre was an OTT heart lady with a red wig, red clothes, red everything.
But World Book Day is more than just costumes and decorations. It's about celebrating the power of reading. Books can take us anywhere. One minute you might be exploring a magical castle. The next, you could be solving a mystery, travelling through space, or learning about someone's real life experiences. Reading lets us experience worlds far beyond our own.
Reading is also really important for our learning. It helps us build vocabulary, improve our writing, and develop our imagination and creativity. When we read, we don't just learn new words, we learn new ideas and different ways of thinking. It helps us understand other people's perspectives and see the world in new ways.
Another great thing about reading is that there's a book for everyone. Whether you enjoy fantasy, adventure, horror, comics, or true stories, there's always something out there waiting to be discovered. Sometimes all it takes is finding that one book that really grabs your attention to turn reading into something you genuinely enjoy.
So World Book Day reminds us that reading isn't just something we do in school. It's something that can entertain us, inspire us, and stay with us for the rest of our lives. Hopefully, our Festival of Fiction Week has encouraged everyone to pick up a book, try a new genre, and maybe discover a new favourite story. Thank you for listening to our World Book Day podcast.
I'm Amira.
And I'm Aisha.
And we're signing out. Let's go read a book.
Hello. My name is Asya and I'm here with Amira, and today we will be talking about International Women's Day. You see, women all around the world should get the appreciation and recognition they deserve, so around the world we have one specific day dedicated to all the women out there.
International Women's Day is on the 8th of March every year. On this day, people celebrate the achievements of women all over the world, but it's also continue to fight for more equality for women. Do you know how it started, Asya?
I heard it started with a protest in New York City in 1908. When women went out onto the streets to say they had the right to vote. They also wanted shorter worker hours and better pay. Then in 1910, in Denmark, there was a meeting about women's rights where a woman called Clara Zetkin had the idea for an International Women's Day. But when did the first Women's Day start?
The first International Women's Day happened the next year. In 1911, people celebrate by remembering and talking about important women from history. And today, like Emmeline Pankhurst, Rosa Parks, Mary Curie, Kamala Harris, Greta Thunberg, Malala Yousafzai, it's a very long list. So what have the Olympics done?
For International Women's Day 2025, the International Olympic Committee, IOC, highlights the elite and grassroots level programs of the Olympic movement and its partners, aiming to provide every woman and girl with the opportunity to engage in and benefit with sports, striving to ensure sports is available for all women and girls. The Olympics showcase female athletes from around the world competing at the highest levels. This visibility provides role models for girls and women, showing that it is possible to achieve success in sports. The Olympic also provides equality and ensure fair representation to encourage organisations to invest in women's sport and create many more opportunities for female athletes.
So, Isaac, it's been really busy this week, hasn't it? The halls are basically filled with STEM Week posters.
I know. I almost slipped on a STEM poster that fell on the ground. But there must be a reason as to why we promote STEM Week so much and dedicate a whole week to it. What do you think that reason is?
Well, I think it's because people see science, technology, engineering and maths as four very separate, very scary subjects.
Fair enough. People think of engineering and think of giant hard hats and chopping wood.
Exactly, but STEM Week shows us how those four subjects go well together and help with real life things. I mean, you can't build a car with just science, for example. You would need all four subjects to work together.
That's true. Whilst you definitely need science for building the car, you also need maths, tech and engineering to help you with it.
That's very true. Also, those science projects we did were hard work, weren't they?
Yes. They were actually pretty complicated because my group couldn't find everything we needed to rebuild Endocrine.
That's where the S for science helps with, because if you can't find something you need to, at least you have some knowledge so you might already know the answer.
That is true, because especially at times like that, science is very useful.
Yeah, and that's why science is really cool, as well as other subjects.
I can't wait for STEM Week next year. Hopefully there are even more activities and competitions we can take part in.
I hope so too.
Thank you for listening to the STEM Week podcast featuring Isaac and Corby. See you next time.
Ooh, finally Ramadan is over. It's time for Eid!
Yes, but Ramadan isn't just about being hungry all day, you know.
I know. It's also about being thirsty all day too.
Very funny. Actually, Ramadan is about fasting from dawn to sunset, but also about self-control, prayer and helping others.
Yeah, like trying not to get annoyed when someone's eating crisps right in front of you.
Exactly! It teaches patience, kindness and thinking about people who don't always have food.
And the late night meals. Waking up for suhoor is a struggle, not gonna lie.
True, but it's all part of the building discipline and getting closer to Allah.
And after the whole month of that, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr.
Eid al-Fitr means the festival of breaking the fast, and it's really a joyful day.
The best part? Food. Finally eating in the daylight feels so weird.
And don't forget, Eid starts with a special prayer in the morning at the mosque.
Oh yeah, and wearing new clothes. Gotta look good for all those Eid pics.
Before the prayer, Muslims also give charity called Zakat al-Fitr to help those who need it.
So everyone can enjoy Eid, not just us eating way too many sweets.
It's also a time to forgive people, make peace and give salah.
And visit family, even the ones you haven't seen in ages.
Families share big meals together and celebrate as a community.
My stomach's definitely shrunk. I'm full after 2 bites now.
Give it a few hours, you'll be back to normal and Eid eating.
Probably true, especially with all the desserts around.
And we greet everyone by saying Eid Mubarak, which means blessed Eid.
So even though Ramadan is over, we should still remember to be kind and grateful.
Exactly. Eid isn't just a celebration, it's a reminder to keep the good habits going.
Yeah, smart words, Maisha.
Time to go celebrate Eid and...
eat chicken wings and food! Lots and lots of food!
Hi everyone.
Hey.
Today we will be talking about Easter.
Wow, I love Easter. The eggs, the treasure hunt, the Easter bunny.
Okay, Kirby, you're getting a bit off topic here.
But the eggs, the delicious chocolatey eggs.
Kirby?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now, the history of Easter dates back to...
the ancient pagan era, where they would dance and exchange eggs.
Seriously?
I know, right? Dancing with eggs is so funny.
I was about to say that until you cut me off.
Okay, sorry.
These traditions were incorporated into...
Christianity is Easter. Easter symbolises new life.
Again!
What did I do this time?
Cut me off. Again?
Sorry, I want to speed things up so you know you can talk about chocolate eggs.
Fine. Let's talk about chocolate eggs.
Yippee!
My favourite Easter egg is Reese's. What's yours?
My favourite is crunchy.
Well, that rounds it up for today.
Bye everyone.
Hi, this is Miles with our Teacher Quickfire Questions feature on Sharples Radio. And today I'm joined by Miss Dida. Hello Miss Dida.
Hi Miles.
So, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, just so that the Sharples students can get to know you a little better. The catch is, they are going to be some very quick questions. Before those though, just a few questions about you. How long have you been a teacher?
I started teaching in 2015, so quite a long time ago.
And how long of that have you worked at Sharples?
I've been here for about 6, nearly 7 years.
Which subjects do you teach and what's your role at Sharples?
So I teach English, I'm very passionate about it, and I do a lot of work in the background with Miss Amdavadi as well.
Okay, now for the quickfire round. Literature or language?
Literature.
And in spectacles or Romeo and Juliet?
In spectacles.
Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Poems or stories?
Stories.
Exams or coursework?
Exams.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Staying in or going out?
Staying in.
Salad or vegetables?
Vegetables.
Talking pets or talking babies?
Talking babies.
Comedy film or horror film?
Comedy.
Singing or dancing?
Singing?
Takeaway or home cooked?
Oh, takeaway.
Doctor Who or Doctor Zeus?
Oh, Doctor Who.
Eid celebration or birthday celebration?
Eid.
UK or Qatar?
Qatar.
Thank you so much for answering these questions today. That was Miss Dida and I'm Miles. Thanks for listening to Teacher's Quickfire Questions on Sharples Radio.
Thank you for listening to our Sharples Radio podcast. Tune in for the next one.